This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, and they just take lessons.
You're despicable.
A session to stay with me right now. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, just conversing with us. Head out to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the ball. If you watch live, there's a whole bunch of other people there, smarter than I am, I'm sure, that you can converse with. Or you can grab it on Facebook if you want to, but really, we're trying to steer you people away from Facebook. Don't give them the power. I mean that sincerely. Don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend. And I mean that, really do. I'm not just saying that because I'm sucking up. Because if you've listened to the show for any period of time, you know that sucking up is probably not my forte. You know what I'm saying? You either listen to the show because you want to, you like what you hear, you like what's going on, some of you don't even agree with me. You send me emails, I get it. And I appreciate that when you disagree, you disagree with an honest conversation, with honest talking points, not party talking points. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping to have Dr. Bridget Nelson with us after the break. She has an MS in counseling psychology, a psychology degree with an emphasis on neuropsychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. And she deals mostly with at-risk teens and teens that are struggling with anxiety, depression, or anything like that. And in today's environment, what's going on with these kids, because they're home, my God, they're having to deal with their parents all day, and their parents are having to deal with them all day, and you need somebody who can help you move through it, because, you know, little Johnny, little Susie, not the angel you thought they were, maybe, right? Maybe you're not the angel they thought you were. So you haven't learned how to deal with your kids. Some of you are dealing with a lot of irritation because your kids don't know the basics of what you thought they should know. So, again, it's learning now how to deal with a little bit of different dynamics at home. Before, you had a bit of a break, if you would. But to find somebody who's pretty black and white, straightforward, to lay it out and help you work through these issues is hard to find today. Even the psychology, you know, I've realized now why they call these things a practice. For real. Because you can get two psychiatrists in the same room, to meet with the same child in the same, you know, hour period, if you would, and come out with two different diagnoses of that child. So it's not an exact science. There's some things that foundationally are correct. But for the most part, it's not an exact science. And it is quite irritating for parents because you're looking for answers. You're looking for help. We had it with one of our kids where we had, you know, we were trying to get some things done at the school. We had the counselors telling us something. We're with that child. We know that child. We're thinking it's something else. And it's a challenge. You wanted to look. Very few parents can't stand their kids. They may not be able to stand them for the day, for that period, for whatever it is that they're doing. But a lot of parents, you know, you love your kids. You want them to succeed. You want them to be able to move forward in life. And not the way they look. I was in the computer world forever. Now, one of my kids is in the computer world because I didn't push him in that direction. Matter of fact, I went out of my way to keep them out of it. Because I never wanted them to say, I only got into computers because my dad was in it, and he made good money, and it helped pay the bills. That's not what I wanted. I wanted them to find their passion, and that's what I wanted them to work in. And I can tell you, for the most part, that's true. And I'll tell you something else with one of my kids. Even though the counselor was beating us up to go in a different direction with this child, we knew, and we pushed back. And that child is doing exactly, say, what we knew they would be doing. So you can't push back. Push back with the school. Don't let them run you over. Do you know what I'm saying? Think? That was English? But you know what I mean, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, never stop fighting for your kids. I mean that. There's been times I've got friends of mine that have had fights to keep their kids on the straight and narrow or pretty darn close. And frustrating, impossible, never going to work. You just don't give up. You get stubborn like me. Just a lot of things, you just don't give up no matter what's happening. But again, as I always say to you, like I did last hour, I bring on the experts, and I bring them on for a reason. Because I don't know everything. I only know from experience. I don't know from teaching or from reality. Now, Dr. B's been on the show a half a dozen times, probably more than that at this point. And she has a clue. She's dealing with kids and parents and families every single day. Wouldn't be a bad, well, you can't do it today. You could kind of, sort of. But she wouldn't be a bad person to bring in to your community to speak to parent groups so they can understand what's going on with their kids. I mean, again, when somebody says to me, we don't know what these kids are going through, I have to laugh. How many of you, raise your hand because I can see you, how many of you went through the whole atomic bomb scare, right? Even as a kid, I knew hiding under my desk was not going to help. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hopefully, we'll get Dr. B on the phone with us. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I know that she would have chastised me already if she had heard my intro in the last segment about being locked at home with your teenager, or stuck at home with your teenagers. But they're going through a lot right now, and I'm sure parents are going through a lot right now. And I always say, you do not want to take advice from me on how to raise teenagers. I'm telling you, you'll have a real problem if you do. So Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and we've had her on the show plenty of times before. And again, one of the groups that she works with, her expertise is in working with at-risk teens, those struggling with anxiety or depression, and working with families to help them find solutions to get back on track. And it doesn't mean you're a bad family if you're having trouble. Everybody's under a lot of stress right now. Dr. Bridget, I love having you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Me. So good to be back.
You know, and I also want to give you kudos because I am constantly telling my audience, get away from the Facebook keyboard and go do something in your community, run for office, and in the moment of weakness, you took that and you ran with it and you ran for city council and won. So God bless you for doing that.
Thank you. And it's been a busy time for city council, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as frustrating as it could be sometimes, it's so fulfilling, isn't it, knowing that you're doing God-based work, if you would?
I absolutely love it, and I absolutely that I'm in Texas, so I can actually pour my heart and soul into it. And, you know, it was just awesome. I was on also a White House briefing call, I was invited as a councilwoman. And they even announced me that I was representing. And they said my city and who I was, and I'm like, woo! So it's just great, because if I was in California, they probably couldn't care less.
Oh, no. You have to get commission from the dictator known as Governor Nuisance to be able to be on the call with him in the whole night. All 9 years.
Don't get me started.
Oh God, I know. And he's talking about opening up the schools early, like he's doing everybody a favor. However, you have got to keep the 6 foot distance in classrooms, which means we're going to go from like 38 kids to what, 10? There isn't that much room in those classrooms. You know, it's craziness.
Starting early alone, you're going to lose teachers. They're not going to do that. They're already worn out and frantic right now.
And
getting them to start in 6 weeks, it's not going to work.
So let's just talk about the issues at hand right now. And again, as a trustee for a school board myself, and listening and watching some of these parents talk, and I peruse some of the Facebook pages, not to get involved or engaged, but just to see where parents are at and what they're struggling with. And they're not used to having their kids home all day. All of a sudden, little Johnny, little Susie, little Angel, they have to deal with 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and vice versa. The kids are now having to deal with their parents all day long. It can make for a pretty stressful, you know, encounter. What are some of the things that people can do, just in general, to relieve some of the stress and make it easier at home?
Yes, it has been. You're right. You make a really good point, Joe, saying that it's been stressful on both sides. You know, in all honesty and reality, it has. You know, I get as many calls from parents as I do from teenagers right now. And I have teenagers that I see at my practice, but now we're doing it, you know, on the phone or Zoom. And I have teens crying that never have cried before because they're like, I can't do this, Dr. B. And they have a new empathy for the depressed and the shut-ins. So I, you know, first of all, it's normal, everybody, to be going stir crazy. You are very normal, but you have to figure out how to make your new normal fun and exciting. You know, definitely get outside, family game night, things like that. You know, the word bored, I'm sure, comes across the parent waves of communication multiple times daily. You've got hormones going on. They haven't really been so disconnected, right? And that's the three things that teens are telling me they're feeling are frustrated, nervous, and disconnected. And a new poll out even supports that on Wired.com, but that's what they're feeling. They're feeling very anxious and upset. And they just don't know what to do with it, right? They don't have the ability to cope yet. That doesn't happen till the mid-20s. And so what do? You don't want to have them on Netflix and Xbox all day. We can't.
Right.
But it's interesting. One of the comments from a teen was, you know, when we were at school, all we thought about and all we cared about is when can we get home? And she was just amazed that now she's like, when can we get back to school? When can we get back to school? And I think it's kind of good, you know, that part of it, to get them to really appreciate what they had. You know, there are two views of helping teens right now. One is like, you know, buck up, right, and just figure it out. And, you know, this isn't that bad. We've all been through things. You know, we've been through 9/11, which most of these teens were born on that, you know, in that year or after. Yep. So they didn't know, they don't know what that's about. What did we do? You know, we just survived. And granted, we didn't have to stay home. But life stopped momentarily. Definitely what I think people need to do, and this is couples, these are husbands with wives and also parents with teens, is listen. Listen to your children and reflect back what they're saying. Don't try to be the rescuer with them. Let them sit in it. Let them experience this. They're a part of history. Remind them of that. And let them know that it's going to get better. That,
you know,
America,
Dr. B, let me interrupt you for a second. This is what I've been saying to people forever. The best time for your kids to go through adversity is when they're around you or with you, because you can allow them to go so far into it, and if you see they're going to hurt themselves, you can pull them back. But let them push through it so they see, hey, you know what? Oh, that sucked, but on the other side of this, I can make this happen. I can do this. I can work this through. Right?
100%. 100%. Yes.
Yeah. And when they say that we haven't been through this, I remind them that I grew up at a time when they had those atom bomb commercials on TV and told you how to take shelter and duck and cover. And they showed you the heavy wind coming through, knocking down buildings. So, yeah, we went through some stuff, too.
Yes. I know. Could you imagine if we showed those in schools now?
Oh, my God.
yes. No, you're absolutely right. And the other thing is that teens and kids, they watch us for psychological cues. They watch us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're obsessing and if we're worried, then they're not going to learn how to cope well and handle things well. We've got to take a moment with each other and take alone time and take a deep breath, do what you need to do to cope. That's legal. And then go back out and have these conversations with their kids, because they're going to feed off of your anxiety for sure. Their worlds have changed.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Talk about that more after the break. Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a lot more time. We're going to bring you back on after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says new coronavirus cases are continuing to decline. So he says governors will now take over and his administration's guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will begin to fade out. Speaking to a group of business leaders, including CEOs from the Waffle House and Toyota, President Trump says they will be important to an economic restart.
They're great companies and they'll do very well, hopefully better than ever before, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing tremendous pent-up demand.
Vice President Mike Pence says 35 states are now making plans to reopen, and they'll have more tests on hand.
We're doing more than a million tests a week now, 5.8 million tests total. We expect by next month very quickly to be at a capacity to do more than 2 million tests a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Feel the rhythm now.
Five five seven three two five five six three. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, two ways to get a hold of me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you don't want to sign up for our email blast, you can always get a text message that we're coming, a text alert, I guess, that we're coming on the air, so you can either run or turn us on, one of the two. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You want to get involved, you want to get engaged. Okay, so Dr. Bridget Melson has been on the show plenty of times before. Always enjoy her. You know, no nonsense, no fluff, straight to the point, because we don't have time to play games. We want to make sure that our kids are strong, they're able to cope with life, they're able to get through life and get through what's going on today, not only in the state, the country, but on the planet as a whole. Her expertise is in working with at-risk teens, or those struggling with anxiety and depression, and working with families for solutions to help you guys come together, to really come together. So, Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
We're happy to be here.
Now, you kind of went over it pretty quick. We were talking about, you know, coping skills with kids. And I kind of jokingly said, you know, in the 70s, we were putting up with the atomic bomb ready to go off, and we still went through the day. That doesn't mean we're any better than they are. But what is the difference between then and now? Why are the kids having such a hard time just coping with many everyday things?
You know, that's a definite cultural shift. You know, I think, again, after you know, some of these psychologists, I won't mention any names, kind of came to the forefront. You know, don't spank, don't talk down to them, you know, just listen and support and hug them. And, you know, I'm like, ugh, I can't wait to get my book out. That's quite the opposite of all of that. I think there's a good mix. You know, I mentioned earlier, and I mentioned it a lot, that we don't have the coping mechanism in our brain until we're 25 years old-ish. That's when it grows fully developed. But that doesn't mean we can't expect our kids to learn how to cope. That's up to us to help them, not to carry them and put them in a big bubble wrap something and just, you know, get them to 25 years old. So we still have to help them cope. We still have to, for instance, set limits. Set limits on how much they're going to be upset and stomp around. Set boundaries on, you know, what's okay and what isn't, and just teach them what to do. You know, another good way to help them cope is have them spend time with positive friends. You know, if they're hanging out with idiots, and they're not coping well, then we got to cut that off. Cut it off. And get them in front of some positive people or even family members. Teach them gratitude. Kids seem so negative these days. You know, a lot of things on social media that they run into is negative, and they kind of, they're not coping because they're getting ostracized, you know, and cyberbullied. Well, then give them a gratitude journal and say, do with this what you want, and check in with them. And that just teaches them to cope well. There are other things you can do, especially during COVID, is, you know, two other things are to really focus on realistic goals and achievements. Kind of point them to the future. Yes, I'm sorry you're going to miss graduation. That sucks. Yes, I'm sorry you're going to miss the ACT. And yes, I'm sorry you're not going to have face-to-face college interviews right now. But let's focus on the future, because the colleges are going to help you out. I'm going to help you out. But you see what I mean? Don't just do it all for them. Don't just put a bunch of Band-Aids on them. Say, listen, hey, look,
when my
up,
kids,
look,
you know,
past
my,
your screen.
When my kids were looking for jobs or want the jobs or want to get money, I would say to them, here's how this is done. Do a one-page resume, because you're only 16 or 17 years old. You ain't got any experience anyway. So write down what you're good at, and I would do it for them. I would lay it out for them, and then I'd say, okay, where were you looking for a job? Where are you walking to? How are you planning out your walk schedule or your bus schedule,
yeah,
or whatever it is that you're going to do to get a job? And instead of saying, hey, my friend Frank owns a butcher shop, and since you want to be this, I got you a job with him. That doesn't help your child. It really doesn't.
Right.
You know, let them feel the uncomfortableness of somebody telling them, no, you're not ready for my place of employ, if you would, right? But these kids,
they're
very used to the positive reinforcement, if that's what you, I don't even know if that's what you call it, from parents and people around them, like, you'd be good at that. I would tell my kids, no, you're not good at that. You don't have the skills for that, but you do have the skills for this. Give this a try and see if you like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, help them find their skills. Help them find their point.
Yes, and I think positive reinforcement is a good thing. I think rescuing them is the wrong thing to do. At some point, you've got to stop always being the rescuer. You have to instead say, and this stops arguments immediately. If parents, man, if you don't hear anything I say and you want your home to be argument-free, this is what you do. Instead of rescuing, instead of arguing, when they say something and they're upset, say, oh, it sounds like you're pretty upset. And then they'll say, yes, I am. Awesome. What's that about? And then they'll tell you. And then instead of arguing back and forth, it's not about you. It's about them working it out. The last thing you need to say is, what's your plan? What are you going to do about that? And that's exactly what you do with your kid. Okay, well, what are you going to do about the bus? How are you getting there? You know what I mean? It just solves it. Those three things.
Yeah.
Reflect back and then ask them, what's your plan?
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
They don't know how to solve problems. That's part of coping.
Yeah, well, that exactly. And I'm so tired of hearing that from so many people. Well, you know, our kids don't have coping skills. Okay. So how do we teach them cope? You know, the conversation, even from the professionals, Dr. B, seems to stop there. And I'm the guy in the room that's uneducated. I'm going, okay, so how do we fix that? How do we help them with that instead of just leaving me hanging, right?
Right. No, exactly. And it's really simple. Ask them, oh, I'm sorry you're frustrated. What's your plan to get out of that?
No,
it's easy.
So the other thing, too, is I think I told you during the break, it drives me nuts when they say that we haven't been through what they've been through. Well, you know, we have in many other ways. Maybe we don't have the major league COVID virus going through, and it's an unknown, and we don't know, and it makes us nervous or whatever, especially as a young person. But we had other things going on in our life. You know, I grew up at the, not the tail end of, but during the Hong Kong flu, you know, and I remember hearing about who was dying and people dying and all this other stuff, right? So We did have things to go through, but they don't have any kind of, well, I guess they call them support groups anymore because they don't have those cliques or the groups at school they hang with. They don't have church anymore. Can parents encourage or find a way for the kids to kind of, they can't get together here in California. You can't step foot in somebody else's house, but maybe it's a Zoom or a texting group. I don't know. I mean, what are ways they can help them get with their friends?
No, you're exactly right. You know, Zoom is great. You know, that's one thing my daughter does. You know, she only went to school. She's half homeschooled. It's this program, a unique program they have in Texas. But she now is in school 2 days a week. And then afterwards, I let her stay on for half an hour or so and Zoom back and forth. And that's really helpful for her. And that's what they're going to have to do with some graduations and things, probably. They're going to have to get really creative. You know, another thing is really having structure and routine. It's really important right now. Structure your family meals. Sit down together. Structure some workouts. Getting outside. Riding bikes together. And then definitely structure some time for virtual learning. Whatever that looks like. Have them, you know, you never thought I'd say this, but make sure they're sitting at a computer and getting some time in. So it's structured. And then allow them to have, you know, free time, of course. But there has to be some structure right now. That is going to actually help them.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. Kids, young people, young adults, whatever you want to call them, they do very well in structured environments. It really helps them feel secure and safe and that kind of stuff. Look, when we come from the break, back from the break, you know, some of the things I want to look at, you got parents now. Let's switch to the parents a little bit. So they're homeschooling. They're feeling inadequate. They're, you know, to your point earlier, they're doing everything they can do to try to make that child feel, you know, safe and adequate and all of that. They don't have to do all of that. Just be a parent. Go by your gut instinct. You can teach this stuff. And if you can't teach this stuff, there's this thing called YouTube. Right? You can look up on YouTube on how to do that algebra, whatever it's called, to make sure you know what you're doing.
Algebra.
It is. The calls I get from some parents, it's like, all right, first of all, before we keep talking, I want you to breathe. Just breathe a little bit here. It's okay. You'll get through this. Your child will get through this. You will live, I guarantee. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Dr. B will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances.
I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you're not getting, if you're having to get the show on your smartphone, you're doing your, you know, maybe trying to get it off of YouTube or whatever, get our application. We have apps on Android, and we have apps on Apple. You can pull them down. You can listen. You can read the stories. There's so much more you can do with it. You can even, as some of you have already done, during the show, if you want to make comments, you can click the button. It calls the show or sends me an email or even a text message. So you got a whole bunch of ways to get involved and get engaged in the show, because I hate when you just spew party line. Makes me nuts when you just simply spew party line. Get informed. Get engaged and understand what you're talking about. When you're talking to the other side and you're spewing party line, you know better than they are. It's the argument I always have with you. At least if you're informed and you truly believe what you're putting out there, then it's a good, solid conversation. You have something to rest on. Otherwise, you know what? You know better than the people you're complaining about. Seriously. Well, I always enjoy having Dr. B on with me. Dr. Bridget, she's been on the show, I don't know, a dozen times now. And her expertise is in working with at-risk teens or those struggling with anxiety and depression. And I'm sure we're seeing none of that right now at home. Right, Dr. B?
Nothing. No, not even in my house. Perfect.
Oh, you
Disneyland.
Must, nice. You must use duct tape and a lots of nice NyQuil. I mean,
Benadryl.
You see, oh, you see why they won't? That's why they won't let me counsel kids. I don't get it, but whatever, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Melatonin, man. That stuff's awesome.
Let's talk about the parents at this point, because I'm sure there's many parents. And now think about something. Their day has been totally ruined. You know, some are used to going, you know, like me and other people, you go to get your hair cut, you go run your errands, there's certain errands you do certain days of the week. Certain things that you're used to doing, it kind of grounds your world, if you would. And now many of those things can't be done. Families, I mean, Christian families, this is interesting. They're now forced to have praise and worship in their living room. So that's a whole new scenario there. You know, you sit around doing praise and worship in your pajamas or something. But it's a whole new dynamic for parents. And what can parents do in general to cope with some of these things coming up? Kids that are saying, hey, how dangerous is this? Are we ever going to get back to normality? I mean, deal with some of the day-to-day issues that parents are going through.
Yeah, you know, parents are having, you know, we got to remember and I think just be honest with how you're feeling a bit to a point to your kids and saying, hey, Dad's going to be working from home. You know, he might be grumpy. He might be frustrated. Might feel like he's annoyed. So we just have to learn to be tolerant of each other's emotions. I think that's just a conversation you need to have. Parents need to reach out, you know, by the phone, a Zoom, social media, whatever, to friends and family members, especially their parents, right? Older parents, grandparents. Mm-hmm. It's really good to stay connected, and just have to get some alone time. You have to set some boundaries. You have to remember the things. You kind of have to become teachers, right? So you have to know the things that teachers know. For instance, you know, some things that teachers employ in the classroom that they learn is that you need to multiply the child's age by 2 to 5 minutes, and that equals their focus. I don't know if that makes sense. So if a child is 4 years old, he or she will be able to focus for 8 to 20 minutes. And these are things you've got to remember. You can't just say, well, you were in school 8 hours, so dang it, you're going to sit at a computer for 8 hours. You know, you can't do that, or you're going to be drinking a lot of wine, and AA is going to be full by the fall. So we gotta think like a teacher, all right? So that is one thing you have to do. You just have to implement
now,
you know, according to age.
You're not suggesting that there's a lot of teachers in AA, so we'll just get that out there and get it.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Sorry. No. No, they've been trained.
Yeah.
They've been trained, you know, and all of a sudden we are now teachers.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience, I don't drink, and
no,
I'm so glad.
But there's a lot of parents that don't feel they can do this, and that, you know, we talk about anxiety, we talk about fear, but we only aim it at the kids. When in reality,
yeah,
the parents are sitting there and they're putting up a front, and that's a good thing to do. I got it, but they're going through this as well. Look. Your kids aren't a mechanical item that you're going to break, okay? You do the best you can do. They can get through this, can't they?
You know, absolutely. You know, remember some of these things. You know, you're not restricted to school hours. Do what's best for your family and for you, and that's okay. If your kids need breaks, you need breaks. Add in ample breaks and snack times. You know, during snack times, cook, bake. That's math. Right? We're measuring, we're learning patience, we're learning, you know, all kinds of things. That's a math lesson right there.
Yeah.
You know, middle school on down. Incorporate talking, reading, singing, role playing, do whatever you need to make it fun. This is just what teachers know they have to do every day anyway. And now I say do it. Incorporate chore time into the schedule. I would definitely do that. They need to do chores, and what we do in our house for chores is we make a list every morning. We get up around 8:30. Whoever gets to the chore list first gets to do whatever's on it. And then for every two chores, they get to earn a little wooden chip.
Mm-hmm.
And every wooden chip is 30 minutes of screen time. So
oh, wow, that's a great idea.
It makes it fun. They just go get the chip out of the chip cup, and they put it in their own little cup with their name on it. And after school, so we say 2 o'clock, you can use your screen time. And that includes television or phones or gaming. It's all included. You can't watch TV during the day, or any. You just have to earn it. So that's a fun thing, easy thing to do. And you can use that with pennies, buttons. It doesn't have to be a wooden chip.
So
definitely reach out. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, I was going to say, and don't be afraid, parents, to reach out to your teachers. They're there. Use them. They're getting paid. Make them work for it. And I don't mean that as a diss to teachers. I'm just saying this is what they love to do.
Yep.
And teach your kids to reach out to them. What a great concept. We talked about coping. They're freaking out. They got a 0. They got an F. They didn't understand. They didn't get it in on time. They didn't know where to find the assignment online. What a great opportunity to not rescue them and teach them. This is what we do with our kids again. Write an email, copy me on it, and write to your teacher and say, I don't understand this. I don't know where it's online. Can you help me?
Right.
No teacher, especially this time, is going to turn that down. So
no, the ones we see on Facebook that they're making fun of, those are far and few between. Most teachers are dedicated to the kids, and they want to help out, and I get that. And there's a few bad eggs like there is in any industry. So, and I tell the kids all the time, look on YouTube. You on YouTube all the time, watching some of the dumbest videos. Go look up your algebra issue. You know, I don't know how to do this in algebra, and it'll walk you through. It'll show you what to do. So, and parents, you've got those tools too. But let me ask you about screen time, though. You know, there's all kinds of effects that the screen does to the brain and what have you. And I realize that most of it's homework. But, you know, some of these kids now, unlike before, well, maybe they were like this before, I don't know. But they're going to be 8-10 hours behind the screen every day. And that time you talk about giving them a break, if they go from screen to screen to screen, what do we have to be worried about? Should we get them off the screen into a book or that kind of stuff or what?
Yeah, you know, brain-wise, when you have educating material as screen time, it's not horrible. As long as there's a learning component to it, it's not hurting your brain. I do worry about the eyes. It definitely will hurt their eyes. You know, that's the risk. So that's where it's just good to take breaks. After every hour, they need at least a 30-minute break just for their eyes, just for, you know. It's where it starts to affect your brain is you know, the video games, violence, violent movies, anything like that, where it's not, there's not a learning curve.
All right, so
but
what
if
about,
a learning curve, it's hard.
Sorry, what about music during, you know, while they're studying or you know, trying to read through something? Again, my limited knowledge, I've read different musics, put the brain, different types of music, put the brain in different levels of learning or coping or what have you. Is it true? Am I way off or what?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you the studies still show that Mozart, for instance, it helps a child learn by playing that in the background. And it's Mozart. It's just strictly Mozart. There's just
really?
Yes.
What do you have? Did he have a crystal ball? He knew what to write? I mean, what is that about?
We have Mozart on all the time.
Interesting.
So, Yeah. So I would say for a lot of our ADD, ADHD kids, it distracts the brain in a good way and helps them focus. It doesn't make any sense to me, but when I've seen the brain and what goes on, music in the background can be helpful. The problem is, you know, they stick those earbuds in. Are they listening to a YouTube video? You know, you never know. So I say get the Alexa, whatever. That's what we do. We get it out and we just play it in the background.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah. We could do so many more shows on this stuff where things that affect kids' learning and affect kids' eyes, as you would just say, and even their attitudes. And we've known this for years. When we were kids, some of this was the same way, but it wasn't the just laser-like focus towards our kids. Okay, we only have like 20 seconds. If people need help or they need to look for help or want to check out your website, where do they need to go?
You can find me at trinitylifesolutions.com, and you can find me on LinkedIn, Dr. Bridget Nelson.
All right, great. Listen, I always appreciate your time with me. Hang on, I'm going to talk to you after this break. Listen, tomorrow night, guys, got a lot more coming up. Check out the website if you want to find out who's going to be on and what we're going to be talking about. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and just breathe. Just breathe. It'll be okay. We'll be back tomorrow.